What's good? What's good? We are back. One and only Paul Pickett, host of the Paul Pickett Podcast, a.k.a. Triple P, a.k.a. the Common Sense Podcast, your source for music, sports, politics, world events, and much, much more. So we about to bring on tonight's guest, some friend of mine's. Actually ran into him at the beach, at Myrtle Beach, and they said this guy looked like he fights UFC or something. And I think when they said they saw he had a black eye, one of them said, nah, he probably fights bare knuckle. But he fights it all, bare knuckle, MMA, and boxing from what I can see. Looks like he has 18 pro MMA fights under his belt, at least 5 pro boxing fights from what I can see, and he's undefeated in bare knuckle. Let's bring on the one and only Jeremiah the Prophet Scott. Jeremiah, how you doing, man?
What's up, dude? On the roll, man. I just left the gym. I hopped in the car, so I got you hooked up to my thing. I got attached to my car right now, so I'll be driving and doing this at the same time. It's the only time I had, dude. I'm nonstop Monday through Sunday, so, but at least we're happening, you know what I mean?
Yeah, like my peoples, you know, they saw you at the beach and they was like, this guy is somebody when he walked on the beach. And then, yeah. You know, the one was like, I think he does UFC. And then my homeboy said, his wife said, you got a black eye. And he was like, nah, he probably do bare knuckle, you know. And I guess when they asked you that, and I went to do my research, and then I kind of found out who you was. And I'm in Fayetteville, North Carolina. So I stayed in Myrtle Beach for like a couple years before. So I'm familiar with the Myrtle Beach area.
Yeah, I was sitting on the beach and his wife came up to me and she was like, hey, do you fight? And I was like, I still got a small one, still a little shiner, but my eye was pretty black. So then, but her old man was, he was the one that said he had seen me fight in BKFC. I didn't even know. That shit kind of happens a decent amount. It kind of is crazy. Like, I was at NASCAR the other day and somebody came up and was like, hey, like, I mean, there's a bunch of people around. They were like, hey, man, let me take a picture with you. I was just like, oh, sick. I mean, BKFC's, you know, it's pretty fun. I mean, it's pretty big.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm seeing, everybody's seeing BKFC's getting real big. Now that they got Conor McGregor and they got all like the superstars from the UFC going over there and stuff. I mean, everybody's pretty much watching BKFC in the UFC right now.
So, I'm guessing you started MMA first?
Yeah, I started MMA first. I started at 18 years old, so that was 13 years ago. Started at 14 years old, had my first fight when I was 18, because back then, you know, unless you were to fight in, like, I think it was in, like, a few states that you could fight under the age of 18 years old. But I mean, that was actually a good thing for me because I started at 14. So I had 4 years of training under my belt before I had a fight. And I mean, dude, I mean, these dudes be fighting sometimes with no training at all. And I mean, it just kind of backlashes on them. So I'm glad that, I started when I did and got the training in that I had before I took one, because it's just necessary. I mean, you need to know how to take care of yourself before you fight. Plus, man, the fans want to see like somebody with some skill and shit. You know what I mean? You can throw anybody and fight their hearts out and stuff. But, I mean, what you really want to see is, like, that slick head movement, the feints, all that stuff that comes from all the hard years of work that you put in. You know what I mean? Anybody can get a lucky shot. But, I mean, you want it to look like, wow, that looks like the stuff that I'm working at the gym, I'm putting it in the fucking ring. You feel me? Like, I'm hitting those, that jab, feint, lean back, 1-2. You know, those shots that I'm repping and visualizing every single day. By the time I get to the ring, those are the things I've trained my whole life for. It's not just, you know, I'm just trying to fight or anything. Like, man, I've trained my whole life to put on this show for the people, you know. And I've heard it a while back, man, this is the fight business, but it also at the same time, entertainment business. And you want to make sure that you look entertaining and you've got all the skill set. You've got the tough, the grit, the skill, the stamina. Like, you have to have all of those things for the people that are watching, you know what I mean? They want to see all of it.
Well, he sent me this video of a workout you were doing with some other guys, and I ain't never seen nothing like that. Y'all did some sit-ups, looked like some Bruce Lee sit-ups or something, where y'all was moving y'all's stomach. Like, what was that?
Oh, dude, well, there's a handful of things out there. I mean, we do strength and conditionings at, like, I do a lot of 7 a.m. trainings, but one of them is I train with my coach, Nick Jaretic. And we'll do, like, strength and conditioning, and, like, we do a lot of weird stuff in there that not normal people are doing. I do a lot of weird training, bro, like, yeah. But I also do that everybody else is doing, or I say everybody else. Like, I do my boxing. I do my boxing privates. I do my kickboxing privates. I do my jiu-jitsu. I do all those things, but then there's other things that I'm doing that these other guys are not doing. Like, my strength and conditioning is crazy. Like, my runs are not like anybody else. Like, crazy, like, trees and, like, through woods and stuff, up and down hills. Dang. So my training's different than everybody's, but it's also got all the other stuff that a lot of these high-level guys are doing as well. But I'm doing as well. But you're probably talking about my Thursday 7 a.m. sessions where we do resistant bands, slam balls.
Yeah.
Yeah, and there's me and a handful of guys that are doing that. Like, that's for, like, only the fighters and the guys that are prepping. And usually we're doing that when we're, like, we're in fight camp. Because, I mean, you can't really do that type of training all of the time because it's
okay.
It's hard.
It was intense. It was intense, man, just watching it, yo.
Yeah, it sucks getting up at 5:30 in the morning and having to do that at 7 a.m. It's, you know that, like, I'm going to die. Like, this is going to suck.
Yeah.
Definitely not really looking forward. But, I mean, some days I am. I'm like, man, today I'm going to push my ass off into this session. You know what I mean? Like, those sessions are what, you know, my coach will push me so hard in those sessions that he gets me to a point that I'll never reach in my fight. Like, I want to stop, but I know I can't stop, and I'm going as hard as I can. So, therefore, when you get in a fight and you get put in those spots where, like, you get hit with a few shots, and then, like, maybe the moment's just crazy, you know what I mean? Like, you're just dealing with a lot. You still are able to push through it because of how hard you're pushing yourself in the gym and those training sessions, you know? You're getting that same feel.
Now, in a few words, how would you describe your fighting style? I know how I would describe it.
Oh, I mean, I got a good one. I've been saying this for a few years, and it's controlled chaos.
Okay. That makes sense. That makes sense.
Yeah, my coach told me that a few years ago is, you know, like, if you want to get down and get ugly with it and start just slugging it out, like, I got that, but my slugging it out is, like, I'm controlled with it. Like, I'll block, lean back, bing, bing. Like, I'm able to be in the chaos, but I'm controlling it. Like, I'm able to move well with it. We've been saying I've got some good controlled chaos, because I've got the skill, I've got the grit, I've got the, like, just pure tea. Like, man, you can break my nose, I can break my tooth, all these things, I can break my hand, all these things have happened, and I've found ways to adapt, adjust, and still win the fight. So, like, I'm really durable, I'm tough as shit, but to answer the question, controlled chaos.
Do you got a fight, like, that you feel like has been your toughest fight throughout your career?
Oh, dude, I've got a handful. I've got 40 plus fights. So okay. I've had a ton of those, and there's a few of them that, you know, pop off. There was one I had about 5 years ago, and you know, I got dropped in the second round with an uppercut. I got up, and I was, you know, the fight was back and forth. It was a really tough fight. I ended up knocking the dude out in the third round, but I got dropped in the second. I was bleeding out both eyes. I had drips of blood coming from both of my faces. I was cut on both sides, and I remember going back to my corner, and my coach was just yelling at me. He was like, "Do you want this? Do you want to be here?" And I was like, "Man, I want to be here. This, I want to win." And, like, they were wiping the blood. I went back out there, and I was just fucking, like, man, I felt like I was in the Matrix at that point because I had been put all the way through the ringer and was still wanting to be there, and then I ended up finding my shots and hit him with a killer combo and knocked him out. That was a killer one, man, because I had to really overcome adversity. But there's been a handful of those. I mean, even my first BKFC fight against Chevy, like, in the first round, at the very end of that first round, I got hit with his hardest straight left right in the face and got dropped. I was leaking blood, and I got up, and I remember the referee was looking at me, and he was saying, "Do you want to be in this fight?" And, like, I always break this down like this. He was looking at me, and I got up, and my grits are not together yet. Like, I'm still trying to get my shit together, you know? And I'm standing up. If you look, my legs kind of wobble a little bit. I bounce off the ropes a little. And I'm looking at him. Do you want to keep fighting? And in my mind, I remember, you know, thinking and feeling like, man, I'm fucked up. You know, like, I'm not all right. But while I'm thinking that, he's asking me, I want to be in this fight. Even though my mind's in that place, I'm saying, yes, I want to be here. So, like, those are the moments that make me and I know who I am. Like, it doesn't matter what I'm going through. Like, if I'm messed up, I'm hurting, I know that I'm not ever going to quit. I know that I've got so much tough and my why, you know, like why I'm here. Like, it's way bigger. Man, I'll go get my teeth fixed. I'll get my nose realigned. I've had it done twice now. I've had my hand shattered. Like, man, I'm trying to accomplish these dreams and be the best me I can be. I want my daughter to grow up and be like, man, my dad was, there was something going on in that head to make him want to damn push that hard. I'm different than people. And that's into what I want to tell you guys and what I got coming up. You ready for that?
Yeah, go ahead. Go ahead.
All right, I thought you froze up on me.
You did. I did lose the connection for a little bit.
Damn, I'm out here in the trenches, man. Man, I've been trying to get back on. One thing.
Yo, I think I'm losing your connection, man. I couldn't hear nothing you're saying and your screen's froze up.
Yeah.
It's kind of going in and out, and screen still kind of froze up.
Yeah, freezing up on you guys.
Hold on, okay, we starting to come back in. We starting to come back in. So
back.
What was you saying though? I couldn't hear nothing you were saying.
Well, I didn't even say anything because the screen went crazy.
Okay, yeah, because your connection is on the move, so it's trying to keep up with you.
Yeah. But you hear me now, right?
Yeah.
All right. So I just fought not even 2 weeks ago for a company called Trigon. And it's a bare knuckle style, but with MMA gloves on.
Yeah.
And I've been fighting a lot, dude. I've been fighting a ton of every style, and I've been staying active, dude. I'm the most active fighter in the Carolinas. That's a fact. I don't care what anybody says. I fight more than anybody. And I fight the toughest of dudes. I don't say no to fights. I say yes, and I show up, and I always put on a killer show. And I've been putting on my show. I've been on a for the past 3 years now. And I got done fighting not even 2 weeks ago. I was the main event here in my hometown. And I put on a killer show like I've been doing. And I finally got hit up by BKFC. And I've been telling them I wanted to get on the Sturgis card out in Sturgis. Where, you know, I don't know if you saw that last one they had with Conor McGregor and all them out there.
Yeah, I remember it. Yep.
They had 50,000 plus people out there. It was insane. They hit me up. They hit me up, and they're offering me a multi-fight deal, but they want me to come out to Sturgis, and they've got me fighting one of their vets. He's a former title challenger. His name is Elvin Britos. Don't know if you...
I interviewed him.
Yeah, he's a stud. He's a stud.
No, he's a vet. He's got a lot of fights under his belt.
Yeah, no, he's 6-6 in BKFC, and all of his losses are by decision. So that means that the dude's tough as nails.
Yeah, he goes the distance usually.
Yeah, he's tough. And he's one of their guys, you know, so they're bringing me in, and this is a test because they're trying to say, like, all right, let's bring you in. They're going to put me on one of the biggest BKSC cards they have of the year, and they want to see if I'm about it, which they already know I'm about it. So I'm planning on going out there, having Conor McGregor watch me, and they're going to. And I'm telling you right now, they're going to remember me when I'm done. The way I fight and the way I talk, the way I move, they're going to say, what's going on with this guy? And I'm planning on putting this dude out. He hasn't been put out before, and I'm going to put him out. I'm going to put him out. So he's, I want to. He's at the end of his career. You know, he's 39. He's tough as nails. He's still in the game. He's 39. I'm 31. I'm the best I've ever been. I'm the toughest I've ever been. And I know what I want. And what I want is to be a BKFC champion. I've been saying it. I'm 2-0 in BKFC. This one's going to put me at 3-0. And I just see something big happening after this, especially in front of Conor and all those guys out there. So we're planning on going out there. And that's in 5 weeks. That's a quick turnaround. Not even 2 weeks. That's in 5 weeks from now. So we're flying out to Sturgis, me and the boys. And we're going out there to do nothing less than fuck shit up,
my man.
It's
funny you say that because, you know, I follow Scott Farley, Go Agency, and Go Agency is the ones that manage Elvin. So they said Elvin had some fight news that he had a new fight coming up. But nobody, they didn't really say who the opponent was or where he was fighting at yet. So now we know. Now we know.
Yeah. Hopefully I don't get in trouble.
Yeah. And Trigon Combat, isn't that Nelson Lopez Jr.? Is that his joint?
Yeah, it is.
Yeah. Yeah. Because you did it. Didn't you fight with him like at the BKFC Prospect Series one time or something?
Yeah, that was back in, I think it was back in October.
Okay.
Yeah, it's been a little bit of a weird situation going on.
And so basically, like, I know you fought in a lot of fight promotions, right? Is there one that stands out to you as one of your, like, favorites?
Oh, man. Well... Yeah, there's a handful of them. There's a handful of them. I mean, back in the day, I was about 24. I fought out in Baltimore for a promotion called Shogun Fights.
Okay.
And that one was crazy. There was like 6,000 people there. The venue was sick. That was a good one just because, and that was the one I shattered my hand on. So I broke it in the first round. I had to fight all the rest of the rounds with only one hand. That one was dope, and you already know that the BKFC card in Colombia, there was about 5,000 people at that one, and that one was just crazy, dude. The venue was sick. And of course, fighting in Thailand was awesome. I mean, you can't be going to Thailand and fighting out there, and that was a trip right there for sure. But BKFC was sick in Colombia. That was dope. The venue was awesome. It made you feel like a superstar out there.
So are you like into calling guys out, or you just pretty much fight whoever they like bring you?
Dude, I don't really give a shit who they give me until it gets me the title, dude. I just want to fight the champs. And that's the thing. It's like, I've already said I wanted to fight Duran. Like all of the guys that they have at the top, I want to fight them because I know I can beat those guys. And also, man, I can fight at 145 or 155. So, like, I'll take Kai Stewart. I'll go up to 55 and fight for that one. Like, I told them I wanted to fight at 145, but then they said, we've got this guy for you at 155. And I said, I don't care. I'll fly up there and handle it. So that's what we're doing. I'm going up there to fight him. But, no, I don't give a shit who they give me until I fight for my title. I want to be a champion. That's all I care about. Whoever's got the belt, I want to fight them because I know it doesn't. Dude, I can beat any of these guys.
So, what are you fighting on this one? Like this fight, if you fight Elvin Brito, what would that be? Lightweight or welterweight?
It's gonna be lightweight, 155.
Lightweight.
He's moving down.
He's moving down. Okay. I didn't know that.
He's fought at 170. He's coming to 55.
Okay, because I always thought he fought as a welterweight and whatnot.
Yeah, no, I'm pretty sure he's been up at 170 for a minute now.
So, what's your natural weight class that you prefer, lightweight or featherweight?
Well, I was a featherweight for a while, and then I moved up to 55, and I've been 55. I've been fighting 55 for the past like 6 years. So I've been fighting all of the levels at 55. I've been fighting UFC vets at 155. So I fought the best at 55 and I hold it down at 55. I'm nasty at 55. But I want to go back to 45. I already know I can make that weight. So I've been trying to get that fight. I was supposed to fight at 45 like a couple of months ago or so, and my opponent fell out, and I couldn't get another opponent, and I was ready. I could have made weight. I was at weight. So I just haven't been able to get my...
What fight was that? That wasn't the High Pond fight, was it? Like, you were supposed to fight a guy at High Pond?
No, I fought High Pond.
Oh, you did? So that did take place, because on the website, they didn't have no stats for it and whatnot.
Yeah, that was because it was on the Blackout show for the prospect.
Okay. Yeah, because I was looking it up, and it was no stats. I couldn't tell what the outcome was or anything of the fight. It didn't show.
Yeah, I TKO'd him in the first round. I dropped him 3 times.
I mean, featherweight, I mean, that looks like a obtainable thing. I mean, like you said, you got Brian Duran. If you beat him, he's number two. That definitely gives you a resume. Brandon Allen's number one, but he just lost recently, so he probably should be moving down. Howard Davis, he's coming off a couple straight losses. James Brown, he from North Carolina, and I don't know, man. That'd be a nice little fight for you, man. You and James Brown, South Carolina versus North Carolina.
Yeah, James Brown's names come across even in the MMA scene. Like I said, I don't give a shit who they give me. And this is something that a lot of these guys need to know about me is I'm not being like an ass about this at all, but like I treat the fight game the way the fight game should be treated. I'm not trying to be friends with any of these other gyms and stuff. I'm cordial. I'm cool with them and stuff. Whenever we meet up or at fights and stuff, I'm like, yo, what's good, dude? Well, Nux and shit. But like at the end of the day, dude, because I'm so active and I fight, everybody's on the map. And if their name comes across and someone says anything, I'm like, what's up? And I also keep it to a point, look at them, and we get face to face at weigh-ins. I'm like, tomorrow night, I'm going to fuck you up, dude. I'm going to knock your teeth in. Like I'm training in a way to really do that. I'm not playing around with this stuff. So whenever you sign a contract, when I step in front of you, I'm going to do everything in my will to hurt you. And I'm going to try and hurt you the most I possibly can. So that's, even though, James is in North Carolina, I think some of his people know a little bit of my people and stuff. I don't be trying to be friendly with any of these guys or anything. It's like, I don't want well for them or anything, but I just know that we're in this business. And this business, when you're in it the way that I'm in it, it's a very serious thing to be in it. You don't need to candy coat it. You don't need to play around with it. Like, I'm trying to hurt you worse than you're trying to hurt me.
Yeah. I mean, I've seen your workouts. They're intense. I've seen you at the weigh-in. That was intense. I've seen you fighting. That was intense. It seems like everything about you was intense, man. Like, you just bringing it every time. Like you said, the fight is entertaining, and, you out to try to beat your opponent.
Yeah, dude. And like, man, that's what the people want to see, right? I mean, come on.
Yeah.
When you go to watch fighting, when you think of fighting, you want people to look at each other like, well, what's wrong? Let me tell you what's wrong. Let me tell you what's wrong. I've been through a lot of shit in my life, and I've not lived what you call the normal lifestyle. I've woke up some days and all my life, everything in my life fall apart, and I've had to rebuild myself. I've been through the shit that breaks people, but I've used it to mold me and callous my mind and my heart in a manner that helps me use it in the fight business. Yes, there does look like there's something wrong with me when I'm facing off and looking at these other men, because my life has been chaos. My life has been hard. I've lost my loved ones. I've lost things that I've lost. Real things that I've enjoyed in my life, things I've lost. I've had people in my life that I've cared for that I've lost. Like, fighting is brutal. And if you use fighting the right way, it will really help you in the way that life handles you sometimes. You're able to pour it all out in the you're able to, you know, show your true colors and the things you've been through. My story is nuts. My story's nuts. And that's why I say my why is big, man. Like I have a reason to, like, yeah, this dude I'm going to fight at BKSC, he's tough, but I'm tougher, dude. I know I'm tougher. Yeah. I got a lot of reasons I need to be there and why I need to accomplish these things. And also, man, I want my students, my boys, my guys that I train with and stuff, I want them to see what they're surrounded by and knowing that, like, yo, like, when I go and look at somebody, the person that I've been training with, the guy that I've been in the same room with, ain't that guy that I'm standing across from right now. So I'm trying to pour that in my boys, my guys that are on the same mission and they want to succeed and they want to be great in this business. I'm trying to let them see what it takes. You got to unleash this person on the inside that is going to get you to where you want to be in life.
So at this point, you trying to put most of your focus into bare knuckle?
I'm putting my focus wherever life takes me. I didn't know BKFC was going to 2 days after and said they wanted me to.
Yeah.
I'm taking these fights and then the opportunities are presenting themselves. So I'm letting God use me as a vessel. I fought that night, got a, here we go, flying out to BKFC to go do it big. So, like, I'm just doing me to the fullest, and people are acknowledging that, and they're calling. They're wanting me on their shows because I'm what the business needs. I'm exactly what the fight business needs, and that's why they called me.
I agree with that. And if you fight Elvin Brito and you beat him, you're definitely going to take notice, and the company's definitely going to be, you know, taking notice of that too, because, you know, even though Elvin Brito's still been losing fights lately, I mean, they still got a lot of respect for him because, I mean, he's put a lot of blood, sweat, and tears into, you know, the company and whatnot.
Right. But yeah,
go ahead.
No, you go ahead.
But I was going to say, I know you probably got a lot, you know, your time probably got to get back to something. I know you're sitting in the car right now. So I was going to see if you had any shout outs you want to do, like any sponsors, anything.
Let's go ahead and slap this one up real quick. This hat's be all dirty and stuff. I've been working outside all day, but Backyard Sports Bar and Grill. My team, the Next Element Academy. And I'll also say this all the time. My sponsors are pretty happy with me, man. I do a ton of posting. I always get my shit together. I'm very professional with the way I handle my business. My fight business, I handle that very professional. I have a very big support team behind me. So I want to say thank you to all you guys that love me, support me, and are here for me and believe in me, man. And they already know what's good, man. So leave it at that.
Well, I can't wait to see if you get this fight. I mean, it's not totally official yet, right?
No, I signed the contract last night.
Oh, you okay? Okay, you signed a contract last night. So it's basically signed, sealed, and a deal. I can't wait to see it. I mean, like you said, Sturgis is going to be probably as packed as last year or more, you know, plus the viewership online. So it's going to be an interesting one. Definitely going to be an interesting one, man. Kind of glad my homeboy ran into you because, you know what I'm saying, he was able to kind of break that news, and I don't think a lot of people might know. So if you want, I could wait till they actually put it on the site before I release any clips.
I don't see any reason why not. That's fine. I'll shoot you a message after this and see what he says. I'm trying to get them to post something today. I've been talking to him and shit, so we'll see what's up. I don't see anything wrong with posting it, but
yeah. Well, you said something earlier, so you know I don't want to. You know, one time I interviewed a guy, he said something about his hip, and he didn't want to say that, like a hip injury, and then he was like, can you, like, actually cut that out? You know, so I will do that if somebody asks and stuff like that, you know what I'm saying?
Well, I'm going to go ahead and say this. I don't give a shit about nothing. Nobody's controlling me on what the hell I do, so if you want to post it, you can post it, because I do what the fuck I want.
Hey, I got your permission. That's all that matters, man. I'm all about the fighters, you know, I'm pro fighter before I'm pro BKFC, just to know that.
My man, all good.
Yeah. Well, I appreciate you taking the time out, man, and whatnot. You're more than welcome to come back on the show anytime you want, especially if you get more fights, you know, going forward. I'll definitely reach out, and anything you post, I'll make sure I, you know, give it the like, give it the comment, and support, man.
Yeah, how about after Sturgis, I'll get this dub, and we'll run it back.
Okay, that sounds good, man.
All right, my man. Paul, you the man, bro.
I appreciate it. Enjoy the rest of your day.
Yeah, you do the same, homie.
All right, peace. Well, looks like you might have heard it first on here. That he'd be fighting Elvin Brito at Sturgis. And he said I could put the clip out because he's not controlled by anybody. So I'm putting the clip out. Like I said, I'm pro fighter, not really just pro BKFC. I'm all about the fighters. But yeah, man, definitely follow this cat, Jeremiah Scott, the prophet, out of Myrtle Beach, South Carolina. I've seen his workouts intense. One of the most intense workouts I've seen. The fighting is intense. The weigh-in is intense. Excuse me. And if he beats Brito, I mean, it's definitely going to take some notice when you beat a name like that, you know, especially a guy who's got 12 bare-knuckle fights under his belt for BKFC. Even though he has lost the last fight, like he said, you know, nobody's really knocking out Elvin Brito like that. He typically goes 4 or 5 rounds with pretty much all his opponents. And if I'm not mistaken, his last few fights have pretty much went the distance. I interviewed Elvin Brito on here as well. But, yeah, check out Jeremiah Scott. He's out of Myrtle Beach, South Carolina. And like you said, he will be coming back to the BKFC. Signed, sealed, the deal is done. We'll be fighting Elvin Brito at Sturgis. Let me see. Matter of fact, let's see if they even got it on the website yet, real quick. You got Sturgis right here. Of course, you got Gogo versus Lane, Julian Lane at Sturgis. Doesn't look like it's up here just yet. But so you heard it first here on the Paul Pickett podcast, man. Shouts out to my man, John Dozier. Johnny Dozier, go follow him, Mr. Myrtle Beach on TikTok. And he's the one that pretty much referred the interview. He ran into him on the beach and was like, yeah, this cat's like a UFC fighter or something. And pretty much come to find out he done bare knuckle, MMA, and boxing as well. Like he said, he 40 fights under his belt. Appreciate everybody tuning in on YouTube, Facebook, and Instagram. Make sure y'all give it that like and all that good stuff. Who you got? He's a monster, no lie. I've seen him in Myrtle Beach. Somebody said they seen him fight Myrtle Beach, that he's a monster. So I've seen his fight footage. He got knocked down, like he said, and he came back. Second round, did better. Third round, knocked Chevy down. And then basically smelt blood like a shark in the water, you know what I'm saying, and then took him out. That was all she wrote. Well, don't forget, audio version will go to Spotify, Apple, Amazon, Deezer, TuneIn, Stitcher, Slacker, iHeartRadio, Player FM, much, much more. Of course, you know, it's Fight Week, BKFC 77. They're over there in Birmingham, and it's Tyranny versus Christie, and it's for the one of the UK belts, of course. It's for the welterweight UK championship bout. And we got about 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 other fights on the main card, along with James Lilly, who I interviewed on this show as well. Go check out that interview. But I'm about to wrap it up. Appreciate y'all tuning in. I don't got any new interviews coming up just yet, but I'll probably get off here and see what interviews we can set up with probably some other fighters out for the Sturgis card and possibly the Philly card as well. We already interviewed a bunch of people off the Hollywood, Florida card, which that's coming up soon. BKFC 78, Hollywood, Florida, Perdomo versus Adams. I can't wait for that one. And then BKFC Fight Night, Philly, Dustin Pegg versus Peterson, and then, of course, Sturgis, Gogo versus Lane, and that's going to be August 2nd. So, yep, that's like, I guess he said, like you said, about 5 weeks out. Appreciate y'all tuning in. We about to wrap it up. About to get off here and clip up some clips. And apologies for the any connection issues we deal with on the show. Sometimes when you're driving and doing interviews, it's hard for the connection to keep up with them. But we've had other interviews before where people were driving. So sometimes you just got to kind of work around their schedule if you're just trying to get the interview and get the content and just get the word out and see what they got to say, you know. But appreciate y'all tuning in. Peace, and I'm out.